We're back for the post office, Dr. Oz and Oprah and friends. You know, I had a good discussion today with Michael Gilbert. And Michael's self-described graduate student of the School of Life is someone who spent a lot of time thinking about some very fundamental issues about how our body functions and how it feels the way it does. And I must say, I was struck by some of his insights. The first is that there are some things our body naturally wants to do, and we don't let it do it sometimes because we don't think it's the right thing to do for no particular good reason. I mean, I must say sitting up straight makes you look better. But it is true for me personally that when I'm sitting in a car for a long period of time, I start to fidget. Now, I'm a fidgeter anyway, but sitting up bolt upright through, you know, 8 hours of surgery is not going to be something my body's going to naturally agree with. So the concept that maybe I should be comfortable slouching once in a while, then crossing my legs right over left, then left over right, then spreading my legs on the chair, and all the crazy things I do and positions I get into doing the show probably are better for my body because my body's telling me to do them. One of Michael Gilbert's insights. The other one I was really struck by is the fact that all this work we do strengthening our belly and this and that may not make that much of a difference to back pain and neck pain, because in fact what our body needs to do is to stretch, to open that spring, to open our pelvis and our chest, doing things like yoga, which do give you some fundamental flexibility training and stretching, but also does it in a way that opens your body up as opposed to coiling up, which is what we do when we work our abs and our chest, so many of the exercises that we do. And he makes a good point, by the way, that in Pilates and exercises that build up the muscles in the front part of the core, the real goal is to get you to be able to spin better. That's why figure skaters and ballerinas benefit particularly from these insights. And the last thing he said that I really got me was this issue of flicker fusion, the fact that your ability to see the world around you varies depending on how you're able to process information that's coming in. And if you're not in a meditative state with a heightened level of awareness, sometimes the world starts to seem like it's going too fast on you. And when that starts to happen, all of a sudden it's like watching a movie where instead of having a beautiful view that seems seamless, it starts to become like a slideshow. And all of a sudden things start to look really fast and busy and you can't cope with it. And when that starts to happen, you begin to fall apart. So again, for all of us here at Oprah and Friends, we want to remind you that we want you to change the world, but you got to start by changing yourself by becoming the world expert on your body. See you next time on Oprah and Friends. This is Dr. Oz.